It's time. Let's open up some email right now.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
When it comes to business email, though, you can't be too careful. Some deadly sins of business email. We talked this morning with Eric Rosenberg, former senior litigation manager at Merrill Lynch. He now has a company called Litigation Proofing, LLC. Eric, welcome to Business Talk this morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you've come up with something called the 7 Deadly Sins of Business Email, which we are hoping to read cover to cover. Give us a thumbnail sketch. And first of all, in the 21st century, why do so many people make so many mistakes when it comes to business email?
I think that people don't appreciate that when they put their fingers on the keyboard, they're doing something that is permanent. You know, when I talk to people in groups about this, I use a Native American drum and explain why that's a better method of communication often because it doesn't leave a trace.
That's right.
The emails are recoverable in litigation often from places you would never believe. They're usable and they're surveillable. That is, the companies can find them and search them.
I guess in this day and age, we still somehow think that pressing the delete button will absolve us of guilt, that it's not true at all.
Absolutely not true. First of all, once you've sent it, it's gone places you can't control. Second, it's often findable in the hard drives or other devices that you've used, to, at least temporarily, to save it. And the Internet service provider also has a copy, and the servers that your company use have copies.
All right, let's talk about some of these 7 deadly sins, if not all of them. First of all, something we should possibly already know about, but so many still make the mistake of using company email for personal use.
That's right. I think that when people do that, it encourages a sloppiness of their content. Generally, you know, ask my audiences anonymously with remote devices questions about their use and find, for example, that 20% say that they, in fact, have used their company system to communicate with an old boyfriend or girlfriend that they didn't want to do that communication at home for obvious reasons.
Right.
And the fellow who was the former Boeing CEO who used it and was found to use it with another employee, that's someone who wished he probably hadn't done that.
Absolutely. Lost his job because of it. Eric Rosenberg joining us again from Litigation Proofing, LLC, and former senior litigation manager at Merrill Lynch, talking about the perils of email, using it at business for any other uses. Now, not knowing about copyright laws, failing to heed these laws, that can lead to a lot of difficulty.
Yes, you know, you can't simply pick up and use material that you're getting from another publication and spread it around within your firm. There are ways that your company can obtain rights to do that, and company librarians, if you're in a company of size, would have the information on that.
We've talked about deleting email. It's never truly deleted. So let's move on to something else, not considering how your email would look in the newspaper. So many end up on the front page, right?
They do, and it's amazing how people will write things that they just don't have a concept of how it looks to their mother, to the newspapers. One of the more famous ones came out of the Spitzer investigation of a brokerage firm, where the analyst wrote, "This stock is a powder keg, given how aggressive we were on it earlier this year, and given the bad smell comments that so many institutions are bringing up."
Yeah, there's something about the word personal with personal computer. We don't think it's going to go anywhere else, and it often does. It always does.
Yes, indeed, and easy to find.
All right, a couple of others quickly: exaggerating, joking, carrying on a debate, spreading rumors, all these things. You do it on the PC, it's going to end up elsewhere.
Yes, business people, particularly when in a difficult situation, sometimes do what we all do in life, which is to joke about difficult situations. We call it gallows humor, and it can be particularly troublesome. There was in the Fen-Phen case, there was a employee of one of the pharmaceutical companies who wrote, "Do I have to look forward to spending my waning years writing checks to fat people worried about a silly lung problem?"
Right.
That's the kind of behavior you don't want to see on a company email system. And your company can be large or small and have the same problem.
Others you mentioned, failing to double-check reply on the list and who you're sending emails to. That can sometimes reach up and bite you. And also ignoring incoming emails that require some corrective action. For more information on all of this, what is your website, Eric?
It's www.litigationproofing. That's one word, like waterproofing.
Boy, great information about using your email in business and the perils, the seven deadly sins of business email. Eric Rosenberg, Litigation Proofing, thank you so much for joining us on Business Talk this morning.
Thank you, Dave.